Kidnapped. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Inez de la Quintera, ABC News.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 26. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 9. Staying sunny on Wednesday with a high of 37 and partly cloudy throughout Wednesday night with a low around 15. A bit warmer on Thursday, sunshine with a high of 41 and clear skies over Thursday night with a low around 10. And mostly sunny on Friday as well with a high nearing 38 and cloudy with a low of 27 Friday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 3 above.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the concern of feral hogs in South Central Kansas just a week or so ago, federal and state officials are now concerned about an outbreak of feral hogs in East Emporia, as they are warning residents to keep an eye out. As WIBW reports, at Lyons County Game Warden Aaron Sheeve says it's hard to determine how many hogs are now in the area surrounding Hartford, the Cottonwood River, the Flint Hills National Wildlife Refuge, along with the John Redmond Reservoir. They are reminding residents that feral hogs can cause a litany of health issues, including tuberculosis and parasites, along with having a devastating effect on established agricultural operations and wildlife areas. They can also lead to a number of agricultural and infrastructural issues, causing millions of dollars of damage, depending on the situation. Officials say that landowners do have the right to kill a feral hog if you end up seeing one, but if you see two or more, to contact wardens in your community. And for more information, you can go to the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks website for more information and guidelines. Mid-American Network News.
Start the new year off right by making sure your house looks its best. Call Burwell Construction, 794-3430. Windows, siding, roofing, 794-3430. Remodeling, Burwell Construction can handle it at 794-3430. Burwell Construction also has fencing, 794-3430, or online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Luber Chevrolet, family-owned and operated for over 35 years, is ready to put their expertise to work for you. Whether you're looking to shop Chevy's exciting lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs, or you'd like to place a custom order, Luber's is here to help you find the vehicle right for you. Visit them in Cheney or shop online at luberchevy.net. While you're there, you can value your trade, get pre-approved, and research payment options to fit your budget, all at your convenience. Find new roads with Chevy and Luber's, the friendly way to buy.
A 47-year-old man from southwest Kansas has died after a small plane crashed in Oklahoma over the weekend. KAKE News reports the event happened roughly 10 miles southwest of Hooker, Oklahoma, in Texas County. And according to Oklahoma Highway Patrol, Victor Mendoza of Liberal, Kansas, died when the fixed-wing Cessna 172 went down around 9:30 in the evening. He was alone on the plane, and the FAA is currently investigating the cause of death and the cause of the accident. In other news, Kansas State University has reopened their Catholic Student Center after a recent expansion, as they say the center is open to anyone at the university, whether Catholic or not.
This church is a gift to the campus, whether the students are Catholic or not. Our hope is that people will find this to be a beautiful place where they can encounter God, sit in silence, pray, find out exactly perhaps what it is that God's calling them to in life. There's a couple things on campus that we're looking for. How do we get it? How do we find our degree? How do we achieve our degree? How do we look for a career?
Mid-American Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the idea of constitutional carry has officially been presented to the state legislature in the state of Nebraska, as last week wrapped up with Legislative Bill 77 being presented that would allow individuals to constitutionally carry a firearm without needing a permit. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the bill was presented by State Senator Tom Brewer, who said, quote, "All of us have the right to bear arms for our safety and for the lawful common sense hunting and recreational use." According to many supporters of the bill, they said that they should not have to pay any fees or ask the state's permission to exercise the Second Amendment right from the U.S. Constitution, as they argue that gun control laws only control people who obey the law in the first place, but does nothing to stop shootings or crime. If the bill does pass, it still allows a restriction on firearms and concealed carry in places like schools and hospitals. The bill does need 33 votes to overcome the filibuster, and some legislators say it may be a challenge to pass, as similar legislation was 2 votes short just last year.
Ashley Home Store has tons of furniture, mattresses, appliances, and TVs in stock ready for pickup or delivery. Refrigerators and freezers starting at $399, and specials like 65-inch Samsung smart TVs at $597, a Samsung four-door refrigerator with ice maker at $1,198, a semi-load of LG large-capacity washers and dryers for $599 each while 50 pairs last. Free shipping to your house within 100 miles. Ashley, the number one selling furniture and mattress brand in North America, and Brand Source Appliance Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners will not meet this week due to just one commissioner available, with John Ungerer out of town and Fritz Blansky recovering from a broken leg. Last week, they met with the construction manager, county health nurse, and a representative from Kansas Main Street to discuss plans for the new health department building in Marysville. Kansas Main Street is offering services at no charge for design considerations. Purchase of a new motor grader for $388,000, less $109,000 buyback of an existing unit, was approved. Washington County Commissioners last week continued discussion of a countywide ambulance service and had met with members of a Lynn ambulance service recently. They made no decisions but indicated that both a mill levy and sales tax may be required to provide adequate ongoing funding. A tax sale is planned February 14th at 1 in the courtroom. Representatives with the Washington County Hospital Board and a Department of Commerce official spoke of a community block grant and inquired as to contributing land to the former homestead to the hospital foundation to be used for development of a child care and adult care center. The prospect of a $750,000 grant with 25% match may allow the land contribution to qualify toward the match. The hospital had acquired the former homestead facility, and the county owns the hospital, thus in effect owning the property. Such a facility could accommodate 59 children. A separate entity would control day-to-day operations. After discussion, commissioners made no decision. Mary Tate was appointed to the Pawnee Mental Health Board, and notice was given to nominate Brennan Zabakrutsky as a Little Blue treasurer. Nemaha County Commissioners meeting last week finalized the rental contract and new rates for use of the community building. The Senior Services Director advised she's exploring having senior meals contracted through local food service providers, as costs are higher than other area programs. Anthony Dieters was approved home township clerk at the recommendation of other board members. A delegation of residents met with the Gage County Board of Supervisors last week with concerns about a 3-mile stretch of 162nd Road by Virginia. Comments included that they would like to see a bond initiated, find funding for a road project. They indicated the road has issues when it's wet. There are accidents due to dust. Suggestions included a tax-free bond with low interest or using inheritance funds to make the payments. They fear the issues are keeping people from the area, driving population down. They're suggesting the board go drive the road and look at results of traffic studies. The group had met previously with the Road and Bridge Committee, who indicated the issues are on their radar and they will seek grants and look at potential fixes. They had noted population numbers don't warrant paving, as other roads have concerns as well. An accident count for the last decade showed 13 accidents, 8 were deer-related, 3 on the gravel. Supervisors discussed hiring an engineer to present ideas relating to the east ramp entrance to Gage County Courthouse, including problems with the sump pump and wind causing problems with the doors, among others. The building is on the historic registry. A motion was approved to request proposals for conceptual options for updates to the east entrance. Planning and Zoning Commission discussed solar regulations at their last meeting and will meet again February 15th, continuing the review. Kansas Bureau of Investigation, Wamego Police, and the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office investigating a man's death after he was found Sunday afternoon at a residence in Wamego. The preliminary investigation indicates Sunday around 1 p.m., a man called 911 after finding his friend dead inside a residence at 1001 Ash Street, Lot 29 in Wamego. When arriving, authorities located the man on the floor of the bathroom. He was pronounced deceased at the scene. As the case unfolded, Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office and KBI were asked to investigate. They responded to the scene. The man has not yet been positively identified. An autopsy is scheduled Tuesday. Death investigations may be determined to be the result of homicide, suicide, natural cause, or an accident. No threat to the public is believed to exist related to the incident, and the investigation is ongoing. Ralph Miller, age 89, of Frankfort, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at Annunciation Catholic Church, Frankfort. Burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 5 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort. In charge of arrangements for Ralph Miller. Larry M. Heenick, age 71, of Rural Barnes, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, noon until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary. In charge of arrangements for Larry Heenick. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, tater tot casserole, beets and peaches. Tomorrow's menu, moderate chicken, a biscuit, sweet potatoes, peas, and tropical fruit. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Still staying sunny but cooler today with our highs in the lower to mid-20s. Still chilly overnight tonight, clear skies with our lows in the single digits. Warming up slightly on Wednesday, more sunshine with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 40s. And partly cloudy skies over Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to upper teens. Still staying sunny as we head into Thursday with our highs in the mid-30s and mid-40s. And staying slightly cooler over Thursday night, clear skies with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. Still staying sunny and clear by Friday with our highs in the mid-30s and upper 40s. And staying extremely mild throughout Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-20s and mid-30s. These warmer temperatures will continue as we head into the weekend. Conditions will continue to stay dry and sunny. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Sunny on Sunday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late January 41, record high on this date 72, the average low 19 and the record low 12 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:35, sunset this evening at 5:46. It's 3 degrees ahead of sunrise, winds are calm. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 31st of January. KNDY News Time, 7:18.
Now with extended hours, the Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro in Marysville is open 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 until 2 Saturday and Sunday. More time to grab your favorite coffee, pies, sandwiches, and afternoon teas. Daily specials will have you trying something new each time you order. The Empty Cup, downtown Marysville. Open now weekdays 7 until 7 and weekends 7 until 2.
Tuesday night tip-offs, Marysville at Riley County, girls and boys action live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Hanover at Valley Heights. Frankfort tips off at Blue Valley. Hack still entertaining Donovan West. Washington County is host to Lynn. And Centralia home to Troy. Kansas, Kansas State this evening. 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock tip-off live on KNDY FM 95.5.
State purpose of visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's going to kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new buckets.
No, I want to check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, since it's Tuesday, it's time for the Stackline Report.
Well, folks, no doubt about it, we're getting higher prices for a lot of things, including beef, and it doesn't surprise us at all. We've been talking about this for a good long time because our numbers in the cattle business have been going down big time throughout the year for 2022, primarily because of weather. People had to get rid of them. They didn't have any feed. And quite honestly, the cow slaughter, although right now it's starting to kind of even out, it's been up every week, every month, practically, in the year 2022. So we may be at the end of that era where we're getting rid of those cows, but let's not worry about that right now, because we see choice boxed beef moving up $8 per hundred in one day. $8 per hundred. Now, what's causing that? Guarantee you weather's part of it. We had this terrible cold weather, and that's not good for anything, including feeding cattle. They're not gaining. They'll do good if they don't lose weight, as far as I'm concerned. That's the problem I had with when I was putting cattle in the feed yard. Don't do that anymore, because I'm not smart enough to get her done. We got a lot of people out there a lot smarter than me to raising them cattle and putting them in the feed yards. Thank goodness for that. Feed yards are more current now than a lot of people have thought they would be, and quite honestly, a whole lot more current than a year ago. Listen to these figures. Cattle on feed report counted the supply of cattle with 120-plus days on feed. Now, that's cattle that are ready to go to market. 76,000 head smaller than last year. The smallest number of that weight group since 2018. So that tells you right off the bat that we're going to have a tighter supply going into the grocery store. It's going to make it a little tough to get cheaper steak prices, isn't it? Well, I guarantee you they won't go up terribly, but they will go up some. So you just as well put a few more steaks in the freezer. See you on the next Stackline Report.
Here's another Scott Auctions. Scott Auctions will be conducting the 31st Annual Western Kansas Farm Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, February the 13th, 14th, 15th at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. We want your consignments of farm and antique tractors, combines and harvest equipment, industrial equipment, loaders, backhoes, skid steers, forklifts, and related items, farm tillage, row crop and hay equipment, semis, trucks and pickups, flatbed, gooseneck, grain, livestock, utility, and semi-trailers, irrigation engines, pipe and sprinkler equipment, shop equipment, power tools, welders and generators, motorhomes, campers, boats, ATVs and motorcycles, riding mowers, sprayers, fuel tanks, livestock equipment and related items. Call in consignments now for maximum advertising and best placement. For consignment terms, see scottauction.com or call 620-276-8282. Scott Auctions, 31st Annual Farm Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, February the 13th, 14th and 15th at the Garden City Regional Airport. Another Scott Auction. There is a reason.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Lesser Prairie Chickens take center stage with recent concerns. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Drew Ricketts, K-State Wildlife Extension Specialist, gives insight on the term take and what that means for lesser prairie chickens and producers.
Take, as defined under the Endangered Species Act, is to harm, harass, pursue, hunt, shoot, wound, kill, trap, capture, or collect, or attempt to engage in any such conduct. Really, the two most important words in that sentence that I just read for producers are going to be harm or harass. So harm is further defined by the Fish and Wildlife Service to include significant habitat modification or degradation that results in death or injury to the listed species by significantly impairing behavioral patterns such as breeding, feeding, or sheltering. Harass is defined by the Fish and Wildlife Service as actions that create the likelihood of injury to a listed species to such an extent as to significantly disrupt normal behavior patterns, which include but are not limited to breeding, feeding, or sheltering. Basically, the species is protected from take wherever it occurs.
Ricketts explains geographically where people should be on the lookout for these birds.
If we're referring specifically to Kansas, the Lesser Prairie Chicken Range occupies portions of basically the western third of the state. So if you own land or are conducting activities that could result in take in the western third of Kansas, then I think it's important to look at some of the maps and resources so that you know whether or not you're included in that area. It would not be take to break out prairie or break out an expired tract of CRP that is grass that is lesser prairie chicken habitat if it's outside of that occupied range of lesser prairie chickens. So if we're thinking about actions that might qualify as incidental take, those actions are going to be specific to a parcel.
Ricketts goes on to clarify the difference between herbicide regulations for cultivated and non-cultivated land.
So cultivated land would be covered under normal agricultural practices. We can still apply herbicides that we normally do, so that area would not be included under take. The challenge with pesticide application becomes if we're thinking about weed control in non-cultivated land. So the Fish and Wildlife Service does not want to exclude control of invasive species. What might be controlled, though, would be the use of a broad-spectrum herbicide that's applied across an entire pasture. That, if done in an area that's included in the Lesser Prairie Chicken Range on rangeland, could be considered take.
That's K-State Wildlife Extension Specialist Drew Ricketts with insights on the term take and what that means for lesser prairie chickens and producers. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
We'll offer the Ag Outlook programs again this Saturday, 8 to 9 a.m. 2023 is a new year dawning. And we'll look at the prospects for livestock and grain producers in the new year with the Ag Outlook program, airing again this Saturday morning, 8 to 9 a.m. on KNDY.
Now that January is at an end, we can start pursuing seed catalogs a bit more seriously. A little advice today for downsizing gardeners from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, January 31st, the 31st day of the year. Baseball legend Jackie Robinson was born on this day, and trademark Coca-Cola was registered in 1893. It won't be long before sketching out a garden plan is more than just cabin fever therapy. We've been researching all the varieties of baby vegetables we're anxious to try. The Microtom tomato yields an almost endless supply of marble-sized fruit, and the plant is small enough to grow in a windowsill. Fingerling salad potatoes are delicious boiled or fried, and they're only an inch in diameter. Almost any vegetable, from sweet corn to watermelon, comes in a pint-sized variety. They're fun to grow and serve, and best of all, they come with full-size flavor. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, another chilly start. It's 3 degrees. Winds are calm. Highs in the middle 20s on tap for today. Then a warm-up toward week's end, at least.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. College basketball back in action this evening as it's again the interstate rivalry with the Sunflower Showdown of the number 5 Kansas State Wildcats on the road this time, taking on the number 9 at Kansas Jayhawks. Both teams are coming off victories over the weekend on Saturday and redeeming themselves from the prior week as the Jayhawks were going into a 3-game losing streak of finally topping the Kentucky Wildcats on Saturday, 77-68, as they secured in that number 9 slot for the national AP poll and sitting number 4 in the Big 12 Conference. The Wildcats also had a victory on Saturday over the Florida Gators, 64-50, and still sitting number 1 in the Big 12. After this game, the Kansas State Wildcats remain at home to take on the number 10 Texas Longhorns on Saturday. That tip-off at 3 p.m. The Jayhawks head on the road to take on the number 12 Iowa State Cyclones on Saturday with tip-off at 11. The Wichita State Shockers have their next tip on Thursday evening with tip-off at 8 p.m. against the number 3 Houston Cougars. Mid-American Network Sports.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for, online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
After getting their redemption from the Cincinnati Bengals and going into Super Bowl 57 against the Philadelphia Eagles, the Kansas City Chiefs have beat the odds and proved themselves yet again with a superstar quarterback, and many of the sports pundits say it could be a record-winning year for the Chiefs.
After a shocking defeat to the Bengals in last year's AFC title game, the Chiefs get revenge and reach their third Super Bowl in the last four seasons. Mahomes beating Burrow on essentially one leg will add yet another iconic chapter to this quarterback's already legendary resume. Let's remember, some pundits had the Chiefs finishing dead last in the supposed loaded AFC West coming into the year. But instead of reminiscing, they retooled and reinvented themselves. Travis Kelce put together one of the greatest seasons ever by a tight end. All because Andy Reid continued to show why he's a Hall of Fame head coach. Now both Reid and Mahomes are back in the Super Bowl. Just 2 years after experiencing their most embarrassing defeat together. This Super Bowl in the desert offers redemption and an opportunity for the Chiefs to truly inch closer to dynasty status and being labeled as the team of the day.
Tuesday night tip-offs, Marysville at Riley County, girls and boys action live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Hanover at Valley Heights, Frankfort tips off at Blue Valley, Axtell entertaining Donovan West, Washington County is host to Lynn, and Centralia home to Troy. Kansas, Kansas State this evening, 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock tip-off live on KNDY FM 95.5.
KNDY.
I can't believe I told you if you'd ever go through with walking out that open door, I would be okay, but I must have been insane. I won't be saying that no more. Baby, don't go. Baby, don't go. Just a little chances to do some romancing and make you feel like a million bucks. I've taken you for granted, granted I've been blind, but my eyes are wide opened up. Baby, don't go. Baby, don't go. Don't you walk, walk, walk away. Baby, don't you leave. Please stay, baby, come back. You know I want you now. I was wrong, baby, don't go. I wanna hold you tight. Do whatever it takes. Make it back. Give me a second chance. You know I love you so. Baby, don't go. The clouds are overhead. A storm is moving in. What a bad time to be on the road. It's a poor idea. The fuel price is high and your gas tank is really low. So baby, don't go. Baby, don't go.